with the current limitations we have, people are often a little afraid or hesitant to put their testimonies up on Facebook or on social media of any type, because quite frankly our people that may follow us or are supposedly our friends seems not to be able to control how they react to some people and what they might say, and we've lost some civility. But I do encourage you to share your testimonies with your family, with your children, and with those who might be near you or know you well, that they might listen. We're in a celebration in parts of the world for people in booths. It's Sukkoth. That's after Yom Kippur in Judaism, where they're required to live into what we would call tents, or booths is what they're called in Judaism, to remember that they were traveling for 40 years in basically tents. They didn't have firm houses like many do today, but in some ways I guess you could say homeless. So as you remember the things that have happened in your life, and I know when we talk to our children, they know many of the things of our past and the things we've come through. Those are the testimonies to share. What God's done in your life. There have been things where we have all strayed from what God would intend us to do and be, because He created us all for a purpose. Share those testimonies. People need to know there's hope, because too often in our world, especially today with the viciousness of the way people treat each other, everybody needs to know there's hope and there's a chance for repentance and a loving God who will seek them out, and they have to seek Him. So share those testimonies and think about how you would share what God's done for you in your life with others.